G'day listeners and welcome back to the APS News Bulletin, keeping you up to date and well informed on the Australian property market and what's happening out there live in real time. Now guys, firstly, this is the first News Bulletin post-summit, so I just wanted to have a massive thank you to everyone who joined us on the day. It was an absolute banger, had a massive weekend. I hope you all loved it as well. Plenty of positive feedback coming in on it, so I'm really excited and thankful for everyone that did show up and turned up, had a massive day as well. Our end of year one will even be bigger and better, so I'm excited to see as many of you can make your way to that one at the end of the year as well. Now guys, jumping into the news bulletin. Item one today, Aussie homeowners could save over $100,000 by understanding their home loans. Leading financial comparison website mozo.com.au has released its 2024 home loan report, which reveals that Australian homeowners could save over $100,000 by taking a closer look at key home loan features and making a few simple changes. The report, titled Home Loan Hacks and Unsung Heroes, found that 75% of Aussie mortgage holders are openly concerned about their repayments, yet 56% don't know what their interest rate is, the type of home loan they have, or their loan-to-value ratio, their LVR. So they know very little about their loan against their home. Buying a home is one of the biggest investments you're likely to make, but after so many rate hikes, Aussies are finding it difficult to stay on top of the changes, with 2 in 5 admitting they don't know what their home loan rate is, said Rachel Watzel, Mozo's personal finance expert. Watzel emphasized this lack of awareness presents an opportunity for Australians to save thousands by making simple changes, such as comparing interest rates, increasing payment frequency, so instead of potentially monthly, bringing it to fortnightly or weekly, and considering alternative lenders. The 2024 home loan winners list reveals that fintechs, regional banks, and credit unions are the unsung heroes of home loans, and the borrowers who shop small could see substantial savings, she says. Watzel stressed the importance of Australians facing their finances head on and comparing their home loans with others on the market to unlock potential savings. Now, to recap, guys, and a bit of a summary here, this isn't always super relevant or you need to know so much when it comes to investing and when you're building your portfolio. When you're building your portfolio, who you use for investing and building it from that size and scaling it and all the rest of it is very different to who you might use for your home loan. But if you're on the back end of your portfolio, maybe you're going through consolidation, this can become quite a key part of the strategy, especially if you've got a few million dollars worth of debt to reduce. Whilst you might be going through and doing debt reduction deals or using bread and butters to pay down debt, having a few or having them all set up correctly for a pay down strategy and accelerated pay down at the back end can really help. For those of you who maybe just have the primary residence debt left, you know, that they're trying to pay off, or even if you're wanting to help your parents who maybe just have the primary residence, help them pay off that home loan quicker, it can be really good, obviously, to have a good solid understanding of what their interest rate is at, what could we potentially change it to, you know, where rates across the board. Can we increase payment frequencies or anything like that? Can we set up offset accounts, redraws, maximizing the benefits and abilities of the loans of the particular banks as well, to make sure they're maximizing their position and paying their loans off as quickly as possible. So whilst this isn't probably super important, guys, for a lot of investors out there, it does make up a bit more of the back end and for anyone that you might know that might need some help with this as well. Now, on to item number two, guys, and Big Leith Van Onselen is back with a vengeance from macro business with some more gold. Investors bull rush the Australian property market. The notion that the housing market is experiencing an investor exodus was blown apart by the latest mortgage finance data from the ABS, Australian Bureau of Statistics, released on Monday. There were $9.5 billion worth of investor mortgages issued in February 2024. $9.5 billion, guys, almost $10 billion worth of loans in 1 month alone versus $4.9 billion of first home buyer mortgages issued. The average loan size for investors also has increased to a whopping $617,000 above all other cohorts of buyers. And finally, Australian Google searches for investment property have soared to near record highs. With the Reserve Bank expected to start monetary easing a cycle later in this year, so dropping interest rates later this year, and rents likely to post ongoing strong growth amid high net overseas migration, it makes sense that investor interest is rising. Now, big one here, guys, is during 2020 and 2021, the investor exodus was real. When COVID was coming in sharp effect, you had a lot of regions like Perth, Brisbane, a lot of big regional markets as well that hadn't seen growth in over a decade. And then COVID came in and scared the shit out of a lot of people who hadn't seen a result in well over a decade as well. And they were holding these properties negatively geared. There's a lot of people who also had lost money. They might've done house and lands that $400,000, $450,000. If you remember some of the stories that we've gone into where we've bought clients' properties and we're buying them for sub $300,000 10, 15 years later after they bought those house and land packages, there was a lot of people out there feeling a lot of hurt. So what they did was they obviously, when COVID came in, they were like, nah, I'm getting out of this. And we saw a lot of people exit the market in 2020 because of it. Those that didn't and they held into 2021, they saw a little bit of movement kind of coming through in price growth in 2021 in a lot of those locations as well. They were like, you know what? I can get my money back out. I'm going to exit. And we saw a huge amount of people exit. And what we saw was a lot of people not being able to travel, first home buyers in particular. We saw a lot of people entering their first homes, downsizing, upsizing, trading homes, moving to different locations. We saw a huge increase in home buyers entering the market and this big exodus of investors. That is what has tightened the vacancy rates as tight as they have been in the last few years in particular, was this huge exodus of them going out. What this article is breaking down here and what Big Leith's jumping back on the bandwagon here saying is that investors are now back in full force. They're coming back in, they're coming in strong. The cool thing is like there's a lot of investors out there now realizing that obviously there's some really good opportunities out there in the marketplace and not sitting on the sidelines. We saw for a lot of last year, a lot of investors sitting on the sidelines because of where interest rates were at. We're seeing a lot of them now shift that psyche towards now wanting to get back into the marketplace, particularly because the interest rate easing cycle is now on the horizon. A lot of economists, like in last week's episode, news bulletin, 39 economists calling that rates coming back either end of this year, start of next year, is the beginning of the rate easing cycle, with probably 1 to 1.5% worth of rate cuts coming by the end of next year, by the end of 2025. With a lot of people seeing that, they're seeing the easing of the peak of interest rates where they are. The cut cycle is obviously on the horizon now as well. More and more getting in there. They're getting that confidence. Rates aren't going to keep increasing. They can afford to buy a property too as an investment, as a bit of a hedge. Properties obviously been performing extremely well the last few years as well. So confidence coming back into that sector, as we can see, it's pretty well double that of the first home buyers out there in the marketplace as well, even though there's been some grant pickup and whatnot too. But guys, good to see, obviously, a big number of investors kind of getting back in the marketplace, being confident, feeling confident, getting out there and investing hard. Guys, that is a wrap for this week's APS News Bulletin. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please make sure you send it on to someone else who also might enjoy the episode. And if you haven't left us a 5-star review yet, please jump on there on your favorite listening platform. Both leave us a 5-star review and leave us and follow us, subscribe. If you haven't followed us or subscribed to us just yet, make sure you're getting all your property news weekly with the bulletin. And until next week, guys, that's another APS News Bulletin on the Scouting Australia podcast.